Lesson 17. Education has been called America's religion. Today, one half of all the people in the country between the ages of 18 and 25 are attending either a college or university. All boys and girls up to age 16 are required to go to school. Education is an enormous and expensive part of American life. Its size is matched by its variety. A visitor may find the American system of education and the many possibilities it offers students difficult to understand at first. For example, one of the major differences between the American educational system and systems in a majority of other countries is that education in the United States is intended for everyone, not just for a privileged few. Schools are expected to meet the needs of every child, regardless of his or her ability, and also the needs of society itself. This means that tax-supported public schools offer more than academic subjects. It surprises many people when they come here to find high schools offering such courses as typing, sewing, radio repair, computer programming, or driver training, along with traditional academic subjects such as mathematics, history, and languages. Students can choose among a great variety of subjects depending on their interests, future plans, and level of ability. The primary purposes of American education are to develop every child's abilities, however great or small these may be, and to give each child a sense of citizenship. Because there is no national religion, and because citizens come from so many different backgrounds and origins, schools in the United States have been the chief institution through which a common national interest has been shared and a common culture developed. During the 1800s and early 1900s, when millions of people from many countries around the world came to the United States, schools were an important part in Americanizing the children, and through them, the parents too. There is another difference that visitors often notice in American schools. There is less importance given to the learning of facts than is usual in the school systems of many other countries. Instead, Americans try to teach their children to think for themselves, to ask questions, to explore, and to develop their own intellectual and creative abilities. Students spend much time learning how to use resource materials, libraries, statistics, and computers. Computers are used in many classrooms, frequently starting in kindergarten. The American system of education is based on the idea that if children are taught to reason well and to research well, they will be able to find whatever facts they need throughout the rest of their lives. This is America's answer to the question that thoughtful parents around the world are asking themselves in this fast-paced time. How can one prepare today's child for a tomorrow that one can neither predict nor understand?